On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
Alex, you may not know this, but Jay Gruden's 0-4 in season openers. Your recent history is almost the opposite. You've been really good week one. Is there something you try to get out there and set the tone early going into a season?
I try to think about some kind of commonality with these openers. It's hard. I mean, the opponents are all different. We're all different every year. It's hard to, I think, always find a commonality. I mean, just to say that, I know that you can look at those and think there's some kind of correlation or something, but I think these are all their own kind of individual fights, and we got to find a way to beat Arizona. I mean, that's it this year. This team's got to find a way to go beat them. And I do think there are some kind of, like I said, and there are hidden things with the new coaching staff. They haven't shown a ton preseason-wise, so they're, like I said, that element to it. But no, I don't think there's any secret thing. I mean, I think you prepare the best you can to go win a game. I think it's a fine line to, you can get too overhyped with this and think that this game's going to define your season. And I mean, it's 1-16. Every team wants to start fast. Every team wants to go 1-0 this week. But at the same time, I mean, realize that, you know, it's football. Someone's going to win. Someone's going to lose. It's not the end of the world. Like I said, it's not going to define us. But certainly we are trying to start fast.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. It's very hot, so we're in Mitch's car. It's me. It's Tandler. It's Mitch. Say hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I don't know why Mitch is looking at me to yell. We are recording on the phone because Pete broke the mics and we haven't had Mitch able to fix them yet. AJ is here and he's not in the trunk. AJ gets a chair for this one.
What up, everybody?
All right, let's go. We want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should ride with them. All right, injury news. Very good news. Top of line news for the Redskins. Jordan Reed and Chris Thompson, neither player is on the week one injury report. Both players are expected to go. You'll see plenty of them in Arizona. Now, you know, maybe they try to, like, limit. Jay said that the snap counts may vary. But those guys are going. Both guys are excited. I know you talked to them in the locker room, Mitch.
Yeah. Jordan talked about how they got 90-plus snaps in practice both yesterday and today, which is obviously way more than they'll get in a game, and they're having an opportunity to get that cohesiveness that you want, that you hope to get out of the preseason games. They're having to do it on the practice field.
Yeah, and you know what, really looking from just say the first day of training camp, what kind of odds would you have given as to Thompson and Reed, neither one even being on the injury report at all? I mean, it's a very good
sign. Hell, you asked that question last year, you'd be shocked.
Chris Thompson opened up his group interview session. He goes, "I have a statement to make. I am playing." He was very emphatic about it. He said, basically, he doesn't think he's going to have any limitations. He said he might get a few fewer snaps because Adrian Peterson is around, and he's going to be in there a little bit more.
Hell, Gruden joked he wanted Peterson to have 40 carries.
Peterson joked that he wanted 40 carries, and he was happy that he was finally running behind a good offensive line for the first time in 2 to 3 years.
Hey-o. That's a shot.
I was looking at that Cardinals offensive line.
They were terrible.
They were terrible.
I mean, remember when the Skins played them late last season? That team was terrible. Quarterback was terrible.
And their best guy, their least bad guy from last year, A.Q. Shipley, the center, is out for the season with a torn ACL. Wow. So they're, you know, that is a definite area of opportunity.
Speaking of the Cardinals O-line, we have an interview with Preston Smith, pod exclusive with Preston, who is going to face a quarterback he has just killed in Sam Bradford, and asked him about that. We talked about Cartoon Network. We talked about a lot of things. So Preston will come up when we get done.
Between naturally a third down back like Chris Thompson is going to get less snaps than a starting tight end, but between Reed and Thompson, who do you guys expect to be more on a pitch count in this, at least in the beginning of the season, if either?
It's interesting because I think they might lean on Chris less if Adrian actually has his wheels and is able to keep it up. I think Reed, because they have Vernon and Sprinkle, I think we will and we should see less of Reed in kind of obvious running down situations. And I think that'd be smart.
Yeah, I mean, I think Reed, it's like you said, he's got the backups. I think Thompson, you know, if it's 3rd and 12, it's 3rd and 12. He's going to be in there, period.
Both of them are in on every 3rd and 12.
Yes.
Right.
Both of them will be. So, but in a way, that depends on Adrian Peterson, and maybe if he pitches in some Rob Kelly, you know, are they getting 6 yards on first down, 3, 4, you know, 4, 5, 6 yards on first down to where they're in those situations, 2nd and short, where they can go either way, don't have to bring in Thompson if they don't want to.
We asked Chris Thompson about limitations, and he said, man, my only limitation is I need to get that first hit out of the way. Once I get hit, I'm good to go. I'm ready for it. So both guys sounded real excited.
Reminiscent of a famous Mike Tyson quote, everybody's got a plan to get punched in the mouth.
Yep.
Which, well, I love that quote.
I don't know. Not sure what it has to do with
him. Thompson needs to get the first hit out of the way.
Well, I think he'll still have a plan if he gets punched in the
mouth. Fine. If we're dropping random non sequiturs, which I guess I'm doing, I'm recording this podcast under protest because it's hot as hell, and Mitch is so concerned about sound quality that he won't let us juice up the AC. And here's why I'm protesting, because I just noticed I called shotgun and Taylor just took it.
There's one protest,
two protests. Mitch made us turn the AC down in the back of his car where AJ and I are sitting, and he has the one in the front turned up.
It is synced. You guys have the same AC.
You just pressed that button.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yo, I saw you physically just press the button. Yo, and you're at 3. We're at 2. To hell with it. We're going to 5. It's hot.
Okay, it's going to be loud.
That sounds like
that's a little loud.
Yeah, the sound quality, if Pete broke the microphones, which this is kind of the first I'm hearing about
it. The mics sounded really bad the last time we used them, and Pete set it up.
Well, me and Pete are going to have a few words.
Pete is becoming Hockey Mitch. Where the hell is Pete?
I don't know.
Pete had training today.
Whatever, man. I'm not trying to hear that, see? RT, all right, so I also have a rant that I'm going to go on after Preston. So I'm going to save the hardcore shtick. You don't have to listen, but
I won't.
It's about beer, and you're going to have to listen, Taylor. We're not letting you out of the car. Byron Marshall officially moved to the IR. We knew it was coming. They kind of danced around it for a couple of days.
Yeah.
What's the point of waiting, RT?
The point of waiting is now that actually they could have done it as a 401 yesterday, but by doing it today or later, you can make him one of your 2 activations that you were allowed to make off of the injured reserve list after 8 weeks. So they could bring him back if they need him.
The number's only 2 for reactivations?
Yeah.
From IR, yeah.
Yeah, IR. Now, the 2 guys on the pup, it was 1.
Pup is different. Yeah. If you were on pup,
but they did the IR designated to return,
no.
What was that, last year or 2 years
That's
ago?
That's out.
Which they got rid of.
Right.
But now you can only bring back 2 guys after.
You could always only bring back.
You used to only be able to bring back 1 guy. I thought
and you had to designate him in advance.
Right.
All
right.
Now, anybody who goes on IR after the rosters are set, which is considered 4 o'clock on Tuesday of week 1, they can move to IR.
Something this offseason talking about
and they
how
can return.
If Marshall did hit IR, that his camp was going to push to have him get released.
Oh, you know,
is that not
you know
a
what?
Thing
his camp can
I
do whatever
he signed
they
a contract.
Want. Yeah, like,
you know,
whoever, like, when people say that stuff, it's respectfully. Byron Marshall's camp doesn't have the juice to dictate what they want to have. Le'Veon Bell can't get a deal done.
Yeah,
you think Byron Marshall gets to determine the
whether he gets cut or not?
And when we talked to Byron, he was like, man, I'm going to do whatever the team wants. You know why? Because he wants a job in the NFL. And currently he's got one, even on the IR. IR can be a safe roster spot for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing I'll say about him maybe coming back. The Skins will be in a very good injury situation if they're willing to use an IR spot on Byron Marshall.
Yes.
I think you hold that for a while to make sure O-line, D-line, right. More important positions. You know what I mean?
Well, unless something happens with Thompson.
Sure.
And you don't want to go with Capri bibs, you think Marshall is that much more. But you're right. I mean, if they say they activate in week eight, you've got half the season to go, you know, and you don't know what's gonna happen, what you're gonna need, who's gonna get injured. So yeah, that is a good point. Of course, anybody who goes on after week nine can't be reactivated anyway because there's none. Well, except for playoffs. Let me take that back.
Jeez, Tandler. All right, I think there's also a situation. I think there's an actual situation we need to discuss, and it's the Mo Harris situation. Mo Harris was not at practice today. We were talking in the media room. None of us can exactly pinpoint when he sustained this concussion. We believe it was before the Jets game. I believe it was during the practices with the Jets, because when I talked with Mo, he mentioned something about the Jets, but he didn't play in that preseason game. So we're now talking not quite a month.
3 weeks? A little more than 3 weeks?
A little. Dude, by the time they play,
it'll be a month.
Yeah.
It'll, you know, and if I had to guess right now granted, it's Wednesday. Would you call this? It's 4:40. What time is that? Evening or afternoon?
Late afternoon.
Mid-afternoon.
5 o'clock.
No, mid-afternoon is like two.
Or three.
Yeah.
It's early afternoon.
I think this is evening. Whatever.
You, Mitch, maybe.
This is early afternoon, no chance.
Yeah,
this
all is not. I didn't say early. I said
it's
mid.
5 o'clock somewhere. That's the way I always think about it.
Wednesday at 4:40. It certainly looks like Mo Harris will be the inactive receiver for Sunday's game in Arizona, which means all of a sudden you're relying on a seventh-round pick and an undrafted guy in your season opener. And we just talked about kind of the question marks at corner and the question marks at wideout, and we all kind of said that corner's a little more pressing because of the – it's a more important position. But – this is getting kind of interesting. Not that Mo Harris is a really seasoned veteran either.
16 games, 18 targets.
Right. I just, two concussions in a year, he's missing a pretty significant amount of time.
It's not even that he's missing time, so we're not even seeing him out on the practice field. Yeah. Like, presumably he hasn't.
And we have in spots, and then we haven't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Presumably he's still in the concussion protocol?
I think,
I guess it's all speculation at this point.
Right.
But
I think he's got to be in the protocol.
I think so, too. But the fact that he's not out here at all is certainly, certainly concerning.
Didn't we see him back in pads at least, like early after the concussion?
But you can get cleared to practice, but then you have to be cleared for contact. So he can do individual drills and, you know, run around, jog a little bit.
Do walkthroughs.
It has to do with the number of days he passes the baseline test in a row. And I think if you pass it 2 days in a row, you can practice without contact that day, and then the third day in a row you have to pass it to be cleared for contact.
All right, so before we go to Preston, and there's a cameo from Zach Brown in this interview with Preston.
Shocking.
We need to set over-unders, I think, Tandler, right?
Okay.
And then, so our schedule this week is going to be funky with the travel to Arizona. We're going to do a pod tomorrow. Friday is when we're going to release the season prediction pod, which the predictions are pouring in. We're going to have a lot of folks involved. And then Saturday, me, Tandler, Mitch, Keim, Michael Phillips, Brian McNally. Is that everybody?
Yep. That's everyone.
Are piling into a van and driving to the Grand Canyon. And tell me on Twitter, folks, this is up to you. If you want us to record some kind of podcast with the six of us in that van, I kind of think it'd be funny. If you're for it, let me know. The problem is it might expire pretty quick because that's Saturday and then the game is Sunday.
Well, the good thing is we have 3.5 hours each way to record it. So, right. Hell, we could record whatever, however many we wanted.
Mitch is not happy about this trip where the rest of us are excited.
You guys are piling in for 3.5 hours
each way.
Oh, my God. Arizona's a lawless town.
Arizona's like the most law place ever. Everybody thinks they're a sheriff out there. It's like the most hardo security guards in the world.
They're all deputized. In all reality, the security guards at, what's the name of the new stadium now?
Phoenix.
No, State Farm.
StateFarm.com yeah. Arena. Something
dude,
like that.
Let's set the over-unders. We're going down a...
The security guards there are the most difficult in the entire NFL.
I absolutely agree with that.
All right, let's go to over-unders.
Most stringent to their jobs. Let's not call them difficult.
Maybe I did.
You said exactly difficult. over-unders, Alex Smith passing yards. We don't know what the hell to expect. I think we go a little modest here. Yes. I'm thinking like 240. Huh. Is that too modest?
I was thinking 260.
He went 360 last year in New England in week one.
That's true.
They also blew up the
doors
Patriots.
Off.
Yeah,
and he's been great in season openers. I wrote a story about it. Jay Gruden has been piling on this, that turnovers are what have killed them in all of these season openers. He's right. Kirk, I went back and looked at the stats. Kirk was really bad in week one game.
He's subtweeting Kirk Cousins with those comments.
I tweeted out the numbers. Alex, in his last three season openers, has thrown 9 TDs and 1 pick. Kirk's numbers were like 2 TDs, 5 picks, 2 fumbles in the last three week ones.
It's not great, Bob.
Yo, it's bad. It's bad. Whatever.
255.
Are we sure that's high enough? I guess I started with 240. What do you think, RT?
I think let's go 250.
No, you're going lower? You said 260.
You're saying we got to go high.
I know, but I'm saying let's go. You said 240.
No, I think 265. Going once? Okay.
All right, 265 is the number.
265 is the number.
265 is a good number.
All right, number two, I think we definitely go Adrian Peterson rush yards.
Yes.
You agree with that, RT?
Yes.
75. How does that sound?
Yeah, I think I gotta make it. That'll make me think about it.
Should be 75 or 80. That's about right.
He was licking his lips today talking about running against Arizona.
Here's the question. If it's 75, are we all going over? Because I would.
I am.
Yeah.
I RT? I think we might have to go like 85.
I don't know if I'd go over 75.
All right.
We'll make it 80 then.
Didn't he blow up with his first game with the Cardinals last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 129 or something like that.
I'm going with 80.
All right, 80's the number.
All right, and Pete, you better be taking notes on all this. All right, and then...
I think Rich is doing his due diligence.
No, I'm not. I'm making notes for Pete about the podcast.
I got the notes.
What? Yo, Rich, whatever page of notes Rich has, the first line on is hot in car insurance. What the hell does that mean?
Hot in car something.
Is that insurance?
It's currently what he uses right now.
Might have auto-typed insurance. I don't know.
All right. The car right now reads 106 degrees.
It's hot, and you won't let us turn the air on. All right, we need a third one. My phone is recording the pod. I got some entries, but I can't look at them on my phone. Did anybody get wild card entries?
2.5 sacks was the one that kind of interested me, although I think, you know what?
I'll go sacks, but I think it needs to be higher.
You think it has to be higher?
Preston alone has 6 sacks on Sam Bradford in 2 games.
3 should be in the number.
Okay, well, I don't know what that has to do with anything since he's with a new team. And
it has to do with something, RT. You can't just dismiss that.
I think the number's 3.5.
I can dismiss it if I want to.
You are so annoying. All right, 3.5?
To me, 3.5 is the number.
Then that's an easy one for me.
So again, it's 265 for Smith, 85 yards.
AJ, taking notes.
85
need to have him on more often.
AP and
80. I thought we did 80 for AP.
80 for AP, okay.
And 3.5. How about 3? And no pushes allowed. You got to go over or under.
Okay, fine.
Right. No. No.
Yes.
Got to be a half.
Yes.
Rich not just wants to argue.
No, I can't go. No. What do you mean you have to go over? Of course you have to go over or under.
Right. That's why it's going to be 3. So you got to go 4 or 2.
No.
You're both wrong. If it ends on 3, you're both wrong.
Yeah.
Or you can call exactly 3 if you want. How about that?
Okay.
I would need some kind of odds.
You are
like
so...
Like, I wouldn't need to get a full...
Then don't pick it.
The people want to hear Preston Smith. They don't want to hear you. Give the people what they want. AJ, read what the numbers are.
All right, I got Alex Smith, pass yards, 265. Is that correct?
Yep. I think so.
Okay, AP rush yards, 80. Sacks set at 3.
All right.
No pushes.
No pushes allowed.
No pushes. I don't like that.
What do you mean? The game is over-under. You have to pick one or the other.
Obviously, I'm going to pick over under. I'm not going to pick a push. So but what if it's exactly 3?
Then we both lose. I don't understand what we're arguing about. Then we both lose. Then there's no right answer. It's a push.
All right, let's just go.
What
anxiety-ridden face of Rich Chandler right now.
I have no idea what is going on up there.
He's so worried about this. Let's go to Preston.
All right, let's go to Preston. Before we go to Preston, let's thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, specifically the good folks out at Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Go buy a Kia. AJ, go buy a Kia, dude.
Hey, Mitch, go buy a Kia.
Hey, Rich, go buy a Kia.
Hey, JP, you need a Kia.
Everybody needs a Kia. Go check them out, Oarsman Chantilly Kia. All right, here comes Preston.
Bradford gets time, trying to run away, but he can't run away from everybody. And Preston Smith finally brings him down. Bradford, and it's tipped and intercepted. Picked off by Preston Smith. Here it is, fourth down, and Bradford goes down. And that'll be it. And it was Preston Smith who has an interception and 2 sacks today.
We are talking with Preston Smith. Preston, you get to hold the phone. Are you excited by that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty different right now.
You're being very kind. I don't think you mean that. How ready are you for the 2018 season, man? I mean, it's Wednesday. Y'all are playing in a couple days.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. We've been working hard this offseason. Guys been putting all this hard work, you know, in offseason training and OTAs and, you know, leading up into camp. We put a lot of hard work in training camp, and I know guys are ready to get out there. We've been meshing together really well these past few weeks, and guys are ready to go out there and show how good of a team we can be this season.
You're a dude from Atlanta, went to college in Mississippi. How hot was training camp and even the sessions here so far in Ashburn? Have been crazy hot. Where does it rank for you?
It's up there in the top three hottest days, you know, from being in the South. If I feel like I was back down south again with this humid weather and this heat. And but you know, I'm from used to it. I train in the heat when I go down to Georgia and it gets hot, you know, in the summertime.
And I follow your trainer on Instagram now.
Yeah. So she have us out there in the heat, you know, make sure we drink our water. And she doesn't spare anybody. You know, we still get that hard work in.
You know what's pretty cool, and it's funny, you have a daughter, right?
Yeah.
I have a daughter. I feel like I've started noticing this kind of stuff more. Like, I don't think there's a lot of female trainers that are training NFL players. Like, did you ever think about that, or is it just you know her and she's great?
I mean, I met her through, you know, the people I hired, my financial advisor, my agent. I met her through her, and she's in my hometown, so it made it convenient for me because I'm always home, and, you know, I live out there, and I'm there in the off season a lot, so for me to train and have somebody I could train with consistently, that's pretty cool. Also, her being a woman, you know, that doesn't change anything because she's still qualified. She has some great guys who work out with her.
Right, there's a ton of NFL guys.
Yeah, a ton of NFL guys, and they all have good seasons, you know, after working out with her.
I just like seeing... I guess as I'm trying to raise my daughter to think she can do anything, I like seeing women in places where you wouldn't have previously thought about it in a way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because back in the day, you know, they wouldn't allow the opportunity to
be.
You know, like coaches or, you know, trainers and stuff like that. But now they're allowed the opportunity to go out there and have the equal opportunity as a man would.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean for us to get on this tangent, but, you know, my mind, I have ADD. So let's talk a little specific football. You are going to line up across Ryan like you usually do. On the inside there, you're going to have Payne, Allen, Settle, Ioannidis, Ziggy, Caleb maybe now. How excited are you if those guys push the way they should up the middle? QBs are going to be running at you.
Yeah. Those guys get a lot of great pressure. They can also pass rush as well as stopping the run. They do it at a high level. Like, I see guys like Payne or Ziggy and John and Matt and Settle, they stop the run. And then you see them on pass plays, they're still noticeable in the passing game. They're getting pressure on the quarterback in the passing game, and they cause a lot of pressure, and quarterbacks don't have a comfortable pocket. That's what you want on your inside guys, some guys who can also do multiple things, and they're not one-dimensional.
So you guys have always gotten to the quarterback well since you've been here. Mm-hmm. You and Ryan amassed sacks, but stopping the run has been a problem. Do you think that has been addressed? Do you guys think, you expect that to look different this year?
Of course. You never want to be the same team you were the year before or the same players you were the year before. You always want to progress. And we know that's a big factor, you know, especially going against a running back like David Johnson this week.
And knowing
how talented he is and what he can do to our defense, we know we have to contain him, stop him from running and being comfortable running and having big runs and making big plays to help his team. We know we got to prevent that.
All right, you brought it up. You brought up the Cardinals. So now I get to ask, you have killed Sam Bradford in your career against him. In two games, do you know the stats or do I need to say?
No, I don't know the stats. I don't know.
Two games, 6 sacks and an interception.
In two games?
One when he was with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Late in the year when you guys clinched it in 2015.
Yeah.
And then in 2016 when he was with the Vikings. That's when you had that
one-handed interception.
Yeah, the one-handed pick.
Yeah.
And you thought you could at house call it and somebody messed you up.
Yeah, man. You know, somebody got in the way. I'm not going to mention him, man. He's a good guy, but he got in the way, man.
I'm mad
teammate.
I can't remember right now. But knowing that, do you get extra fired up to see Bradford?
I'm fired up to, you know, get out there and play regardless. You know, a quarterback doesn't really it doesn't really matter what quarterback I face. You know, I got the same game plan to go out there, play as hard as I can and try to get sacks and do whatever I can do, disrupt the pocket and be effective in the run game to try to help the defense out as best way as possible. You know, I mean, it being Sam Bradford, I mean, I know at the end of the day, everybody has a different game plan, so... Even though he's with a new coordinator, he still has to go by the game plan that they have for him and play to the best ability within that game plan.
on TV, I had to give a prediction for the Redskins season, and my prediction was you break through and get double-digit sacks.
Yeah.
Tell me why I'm right.
Because this is a great season. You know, we got a lot of healthy guys going into the season. You know, I've been working a lot harder this offseason, you know, to perfect my pass rush moves and my pass rush. And, you know, I've worked hard on my condition so I can be out there in pass rush for a longer time and be able to play longer in the games and have more consistent reps.
Can you set like a goal, like a number goal, or?
It's just personally just to get over double-digit sacks. Of course, you want to get double-digit sacks. I done got close.
You got like twice. 8.5 and 9.
Yeah, twice. I got close twice in two seasons. And I know how close I am, and I just know like the different thing. I had to take that next step to get over, you know, be consistent and throughout the season and to play at a high level all the time and to make sure I'm disruptive all the time and they'll come.
And what's your biggest strength as a pass rusher? Because to me, you're so athletic that you're versatile.
Yeah, so I go with my athleticism along with my size and length. You know, I'm a tall guy with long arms, and I have athletic ability to do a lot of things, like, you know, any type of move, like as far as like a long arm or bull rush move. I can work the edge and work my hands or up or under because I'm quick enough to get the hands off me and take an inside movement, get in the quarterback's lap real quick. So.
All right, we'll do a couple of the business side of things. In Richmond at training camp, you told us there had not been contract talks, contract extension conversations.
Yeah, we don't talk about it no more. You know, I don't.
You're actually focused on football.
I'm focused on football right now. You know, that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And, you know, we choose, you know, me and my camp decide we're not going to talk about it or address that anymore because, you know, that's not our focus since the season started. And since then, you know, we just want to focus on football.
Fair. Yeah. Do you know that Rich Tandler wants to be your publicist?
Rich Tandler, who's that?
Tandler, the old white dude that I work with the white hair.
Oh, nah, I didn't know that. Why is he going to be my publicist?
He is.
Is that a guy with Comcast?
Yeah.
He give me free cable.
you're always hunting for free cable. Yeah. We don't even get free cable, dude.
Man, y'all not me.
We do get a discount, though. It's a pretty silly discount.
I need.
You know what my cable bill is? This is going to piss you off. $40 a month.
Yeah, I need that with all the channels.
Yeah, we get all the channels. Dude, I don't get any packages, but I get all the movie channels.
Yeah, that's what I want, all the movie channels. And I need Cartoon Network.
You don't have to pay extra for Cartoon Network.
Yeah, man, for some reason it won't show up on my TV. I don't know what's going on. I need to watch Family Guy.
What cable do you have?
Xfinity, Comcast.
And you don't get Cartoon Network?
I don't know why. I'm already tripping. I think I might have to call. They just want to hear my voice, I think.
They just want to hear from a famous guy. You know
man,
what I mean?
I don't know. I think so, man. I think so.
Hey, Zach, do you get Cartoon Network with your cable?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta watch Family Guy.
Everybody gets Cartoon Network. That's something weird. Family Guy or The Simpsons?
The Simpsons don't come on Cartoon Network.
But, like, which one do you think is better?
The Simpsons are more, you know, back in the day, The Simpsons were more, like, you know, unrated.
The new,
you know,
Simpsons is weird.
Yeah, it's not the older one. Like, you know, they trying to make it more family.
Yeah, a lot of
I like Family Guy because they talk about a lot of stuff.
What about South Park?
South Park is the old school conspiracy thoughts. So yeah, you watch sure. South Park.
Like the government stuff on South Park.
Yeah,
is
the
crazy.
Government stuff was on South Park back in the day.
Family Guy be throwing shade.
Yeah.
Big time.
On anybody.
Big time. All right, I wasn't expecting the cartoon debate to happen. What do you watch? Can't you just watch Family Guy on Netflix? Is it not on Netflix?
Yeah, I don't feel like clicking on Netflix. They don't have the episode. I mean, you don't want to watch it in episode order. I like to watch it randomly.
Like whatever one just
when it comes on TV, sometimes it's like, oh, that's so funny. I don't want to look for the episodes that are funny. The funniest.
What are you watching otherwise? Like, do you have any Netflix or Amazon shows?
Power.
You watch Last Chance U?
No, I haven't seen that one, but that's about a lot of guys from JUCO. I know the last one of them was in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Was it the second season or the first season?
They did two seasons in Mississippi, but then the last one was in Kansas, I think. I haven't seen the new one.
Independence College or something?
Yeah.
I knew a guy who
went
there.
Before that, though, it was like East Mississippi State, I think.
Yeah, East Mississippi.
Yeah.
Community College, UNCC.
All right, anything folks need to know about you before the season starts?
I'm ready.
Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Thanks, dude.
No problem.
This is the first year Philadelphia will not have a winning record under Chip Kelly. 10-6 first two seasons. Bradford thrown down at the 45 with a flag at the 49. Preston Smith grabbing hold and tossing Bradford.
Holding, number 71, offense, that penalty's declined, fourth down.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
I'm definitely going over on sacks after listening to Preston Tantler. Take that, you and your, you know, and your weird push it, situation.
What do you mean? No.
Yeah, Tantler thinks he's going to have 3 sacks himself.
He's going to have 3 sacks a game this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, you have, wait till you hear that interview. I ask him about you being his publicist. It's kind of funny. All right, I have a rant. I'm not even a rant. I don't even know I'm complaining, right? But here's what happens. So for what's our guy's name? Kareem Abdul-Jabroni, the ambassador of No Shtick. Turn the podcast off. So I had a fantasy draft last night, Tuesday night.
It's fantasy football season.
It's fantasy football season. A couple of my boys came over to all draft together. It wasn't all of us. It was like 4 of us, just all on our computers. But it's fun, right? So, like, standard kind of dude procedure. Everybody brings some beers over. But here's what happens in these situations is people bring some beer that they're going to drink, and then they just bring whatever shit beer that's in their house that they don't want. They just bring it to your house and unload it at your house. Like, last night, somebody brought over a raspberry lemon gauche. I don't even know. I think it's a sour.
You got re-gifted beer.
I will never in a million years drink that shit.
I ended up with a Flying Dog ginger beer in my house.
Dude.
It's atrocious.
Somebody brought over a chocolate holiday stout. It's August. It's September. Nobody's making chocolate holiday stouts.
It was just Labor Day.
It's 106 degrees outside. Nobody wants a stout.
It's very obvious that that's from last Christmas.
Absolutely.
So, and now
skunk-ass beer.
And now I just have these beers in my fridge, and all I'm going to do is the next time I go to somebody else's house, I'm bringing those same beers to their damn house.
You're not invited to my house, JP.
Yeah, no, you're...
So...
I was thinking about letting you sleep in my backyard. Forget it.
Well,
but hold on. What's worse?
Is that chocolate stout.
Taking the extra beers back home with you or leaving them for the host? Isn't that like a nubs move?
It depends. If you bring a cooler,
you're
going to bring your cooler home. So that might be the move, is to bring your own cooler.
That seems excessive.
Well,
if there are a bunch of Bud Light oranges and Bud Light limes left in my fridge, I'm not okay with this.
I haven't had the Bud Light
orange. They're both disgusting.
Bud Light lime's okay in a weird... It's going to be very hot.
Pete loves them.
Like, it has to be hot. Pete is... Of course, Pete.
Of course.
All right, so I have two things. Let me finish the rant. Because here's the other thing people do. There's always the guy that brings a six-pack of, like, Miller High Life or just Bud Light, whatever. Just cheap domestic beer. You know what I mean? Like, a six-pack of Bud Light is probably $8.
Milwaukee's best.
Not like cheap beer, but like regular cheap beer. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, dude brings over 6 Bud Lights. That's fine, dude. Cool. But then all he wants to do are drink the double IPAs. He's like, oh, I'd like to try this one. And next thing you know, he's had 4 of those, and that six-pack costs $18. You know that guy?
Okay, that is a reasonable rant.
That guy shows up to every party, Tandler.
I think. Yep.
All right.
Is that guy you?
No, that is not me, but I know people who it is. Maybe it's me on occasion.
Yeah.
I usually, when I'm, because the standard procedure in my beer fridge is 30-pack of Natty Light and then a bunch of good IPAs. So if I'm going to someone's house, I will probably bring 3 or 4 good IPAs and then like 3 or 4 Natties. So I'm like providing on both ends of the spectrum.
That's my move, is a good 6-pack IPA of some sort, and then either 6 or 12 Bud Light cans that I'm just going to slug once I'm done with
right.
with the good beer.
I keep the liquor cabinet stocked.
Yeah, you're a liquor guy.
I'm a vodka and like tequila and whiskey
guy. What's in your house, RT?
Not much. I don't keep much around my house.
Because RT's a different dude on the road with us than he is at home.
I mean, when you get to 6 IPA Tandler every night, it's hard to keep beer stocked.
Giggly Tandler, man. All right. So here's my idea. All of this comes with a purpose. I have all these weird, old, nasty beers in my fridge. Mitch, it sounds like you have some weird, old, nasty beers in your fridge.
Absolutely.
Clearly, Tandler doesn't because he drinks them all. But I think I'm willing to have everyone over to my home. Not everyone. You three. And we make Pete drink them all, and we record a live podcast.
Great idea.
Because Pete is such a wimp. Imagine him drinking a chocolate holiday stout. Right. He's going to die.
Oh, wait, don't we have to, like, put cigarette butts in them and stuff, too, for Pete to
Can we mix Pete liquor to drink in them, too, or no?
No, that's kind of hardcore, Tandler.
He's trying to make a floater joke. He's just missing it completely.
Yeah, he's just missing and sounding mean. So Pete's not here to defend himself. We don't know where the hell Pete is. So
for the record, we wouldn't be any nicer to him if he was here.
Exactly.
Well, I was thinking we could do it tomorrow night because we all have to go to Bethesda for that meeting. But Taylor's not going to Bethesda for that meeting. I don't know that I'm going to Bethesda for that meeting. There's a lot of moving parts. Plus, we fly out Friday. I'm going to spend some time with the family. But I think we need to do this. Is everybody on board with this idea?
I think a week from today, next Thursday night.
Watch some football. Taylor, will you drive to Bethesda?
It's entirely possible, yes.
That's not a yes, but it's a... I'll take it.
You'll take it.
All right, let's book it.
By the way, Taylor, notice the hospitality from Mr. Finley back there.
Yeah, I'm inviting you to my... Hold on, we haven't talked about this because the roster never came out. Last weekend, we're waiting on the damn roster, and we have to meet to do a podcast because of the recording issues in Bethesda, whatever's going on. So we have to meet to do the podcast in person. Tandler did not invite us to his house here in Ashburn. He wanted us to meet at a public location. Yes. Why can't you just have us to your house, dude?
Because Skeeter in podcasts with other people over... would not mix.
I think if your dog is barking, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's very noisy.
It's no different than Pete.
Or you're coughing.
or shaking up ice cubes sporadically.
All the different little things you do during the middle of pods for some reason.
I imagine Tandler's house is big enough to where you could put the dog in a separate location and you have a little...
He just won't let us in his house.
Yeah. It's a palatial estate.
Yeah.
Tandler won't let us in his house. Facts?
It's a townhouse. I don't know. I've not been in your house.
I just invited you to my house next week.
Well, when that happens.
You're all invited to my house whenever the hell you want.
I've been to Mitch's house. I've never been to Pete's house, but it's Pete's parents' house. So I think that's a pretty big...
Pete has a house.
We talked about having a party at Pete's parents' house.
When his parents were out of town.
They were out of town. But that kind of never came to fruition.
I had Pete sleep over my apartment the other night.
I know.
Well... the two of you have shared enough rooms now. You owe that much.
Everybody needs to be following Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. It's pretty awesome. The Redskins Talk Pod Instagram page has spurred a Mitch fan club page that everybody should follow too. What is it? Mitch.fan.club?
It's Mitch T fan club. Mitch.
You don't know
Mitch
your own
T. Fan club. Fan.club.
So I want to be unequivocal about this. I do not and have no idea who is running the Mitch fan club page.
You're giving a real skeptical look right now.
Yo, you think I have the time for that shit?
Yeah.
No, I don't. You can look on my phone. I have access to the Redskins Talk Pod Instagram and my own Instagram.
My gut tells me that it's Pete.
No, dude.
But
it was somebody named Saltnut that asked, why aren't there any?
But then somebody threw out that they're a big University of Miami. The guy on the page said, I'm a big University of Miami fan. So, like, I need something to cheer me up today. Here's a
picture
of Mitch.
You think it's Pete? I don't think it's Pete, dude.
You know what? I haven't thought for a second about it. I don't know.
Well, Tandler's just jealous.
Tandler's so...
I just figured
Tandler's just such a ball of fun all the time.
All the time.
Well, I don't have time to think about who's in... Who's,
you have time to think about why you won't let us in your house.
You guys have hours to spend in traffic. I know it takes me 10 minutes to get to work.
Oh, my God. All right. So, I think
you have hours to at 4 o'clock in the morning after Need to Know gets posted.
All right. I think we're wrapping this up.
I'm working
after that. RT, anything to tell the folks?
Yes. Oarsman what? Automotive of Virginia.
I was going there, but sure. Okay. Go ahead.
But, you know, they're where you go. We ride with them, and so should you.
Well done, RT. Mitch, anything to tell the folks?
We did a good job of promoting the pod and telling the folks about how to leave reviews for the pod on iTunes. But remember to leave those reviews because when we get to 500, we get JP in a kilt.
No.
Don't forget about that, guys.
That's unsubstantiated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's unsubstantiated. But
that sounds like somebody is worried because we're getting close.
Yep. The Instagram page is getting close to 1,500 followers. And when it does, I will post a high school football picture. And at 2,500 followers, RT is going to post a 70 Standler picture.
I'll post the Mitch high school football picture with you.
You want to go to 2,000?
I'll do 2,000. I'll do whatever the middle number is.
Yeah. Right. Okay, 2,000.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
And Pete could post a high school picture, but he'd probably look the same as he does now.
Shameless plug, so Redskins 100, 5 p.m. Thursday. Check it out.
Well done, AJ. Washington. I don't know if I'll be on it, but you guys should watch it anyway. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Tandler, for being you, the perfect foil of all things that are fun.
Thank you.
And if you made it this far, I owe you a beer. Finally going to turn the air conditioning back on. What's Mitch doing? Oh, yeah. Yo, make sure you're following Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram. Because
does it belong to Elvis?
We haven't. No, we got to get him standing up outside. All right, check it out, because we got to watch. Our new thing on the Instagram page is pictures of Tandler wearing different pairs of sunglasses, and these are outrageous. All right, talk to you soon.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.